Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Sardis.
Well, J.J. Harrell might could meet us.
Well, that's what I was going. I was going to give a shout out to the ringleader there. But yes.
What a guy. What a great guy.
He's a great kid. But those kids that sign with other schools, they don't have it together.
He's a great guy, even though he flipped from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love J.J.
We don't want those other guys. They got character issues, red flags galore.
Yeah. I know it's legal now, but they probably found a way to cheat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, those other schools. But wherever you are in our great state, if you want to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, it's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Simply go to the website and place an order. And, guys, I don't know if you can get it in time for Christmas. Probably a little late for that. But, I mean, you need coffee for New Year's. You're definitely going to need it on New Year's Day after you get home from that New Year's Eve party. You need a little coffee to get your day going, get you ready for bowl games. Do it with a trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, a Bulldog initiative supporting business. The good folks over at Pip Printing, they want to remind you that 10% of every order you make with them gets back to the Bulldog initiative. So if your business is spending money on printing anyway, why not give Pip Printing a call? See what they can do for you. They've been working in this state for 30 years. They know how to help you market your business through all sorts of marketing materials, envelopes, forms, banners, windows and wall graphics, 3D signage, whatever it is, they've got it. And again, 10% of whatever sale you make with them, back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. All you got to do is say, hey, I heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Hey, I heard you guys support the Bulldog Initiative, and they'll take care of that for you. 601-499-5216, that's the number. And that's not an office line. That is the owner's cell phone number. That's how serious he is about customer service. He's willing to take you on as a personal client and take care of your needs directly. Great stuff. Help the Bulldog Initiative by buying from Pip Printing. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. I would definitely advise going to College Corner at this point. Shipping at this point, it's over. You got no chance. This is the 21st. So get in the car this weekend. Do that last-minute shopping in Jackson. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. It just won't be there in time for Christmas. Sorry.
Too late. You can't sit here on December 20th as we record and decide, oh, I think I need to order
something. Yeah, it's too late now. But, you know for next time.
Shipping's gotten a lot better, but not at this point. We're five days away.
I wonder what the cost would be to ship something if you guarantee it by Christmas.
Astronomical.
Like $100 probably.
Yeah.
You're probably twice what you pay for what the item.
Yeah, usually you can get something in like a day or two.
Yeah, but it's
going to be tough.
There you go. Where are we here? Restaurant Tyler. That's where I'd like to be right now. And no offense.
I'll be at the guest room tonight.
That's right. You're going out tonight. Big fancy man over there. Tyler's just taking all your money.
Yeah, they're eating into my pocketbook.
Well, at least you get to eat into their food.
We had to cut into the Christmas presents this year because I decided to go to Restaurant Tyler 2 weeks in a row.
Had to tell Natty, I'm sorry, honey, we couldn't get you that gift you wanted because Uncle Brian won the pick-up contest this year, and he just killed me at Restaurant Tyler.
Blame Uncle Brian next time, sweetie.
Now, when next time I see her, she's going to be like, why did you have to get two appetizers? You know, and I'm going to feel great.
She got like a Tootsie Pop for Christmas. Here, honey, don't you like these?
Isn't that Big Daddy's favorite?
I don't know if he eats them as much anymore.
Uh-huh.
But yes, it was.
Okay.
He would eat like two or three a night.
What's Big Daddy's favorite at restaurant? Tyler is the real question.
I don't know.
We need
know.
To get him there.
I've taken him before.
We need to do...
It would be like a content idea.
We need to do a week's worth of lunches with your dad. You guys come to town every day. We'll go to eat at a different restaurant every day together.
I mean, I would be down for that.
I think he would be, too.
We need to get him on one day, just when we don't have nothing going on, maybe in the summer or something, and just
a little summer revival series.
We'll just talk to him, just get some thoughts from him.
Here's what we should do. All right, this is a real idea. The week of Father's Day.
Okay.
Let's get Big Daddy on, and the rumblings that week will be fatherly advice. And we have three fathers on the show of three different age groups, right? Like, you have a small child, I have teenage kids, and his kids are all grown.
People just say, like, what would you do in this situation?
Yeah, give me some fatherly advice.
Okay.
I like that.
My dad would love that.
He would have, he'd be tickled.
If you ask my dad for advice on anything, or if you acknowledge...
Tickled pink.
If you acknowledge that you need my dad for something,
yeah,
it just makes his year.
There we go. And then we'll eat at Restaurant Tyler after.
Yeah, why not?
All right. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Guys, if you are looking for a small-town bank that has big-time financial performance, you found it with Priority One. 16 locations means there's one near you if you live in Central Mississippi. Community banking is just as important as eating at our local restaurants and shopping at our local stores. It's what makes our communities strong. So find out more about Priority One Bank by going to their website, priorityonebank.com. If you're already a customer and you haven't downloaded their app, I don't know what you're doing, man. That is a great app. It does a lot more on it than just moving your money around. You can do a lot of great financial work right there on your mobile device with the Priority One app. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. For the final time for the class of 24, but let's play it anyway.
Creeping, 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 creeping. Creeping, 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 creeping.
All right, signing day has now come and gone, and Mississippi State has put together what appears to be a relatively surprise-free class, shall we say. They've got most of their guys that they expected in the boat. They're still playing the waiting game, as we record anyway, on... Stonka Burnside and Daniel Hill. We'll talk about them later in the show. Sanfrisco McGee is a guy that they expect in this class, but he is not going to sign until February. He wants to sign with his teammates down there at Macomb. They're doing a February ceremony, so be it. And so Mississippi State now with 18 signees in the boat and 10 transfers in the boat. I think all in all, first off, the lack of drama is exciting. I don't much candor for signing day drama. I don't like it. I'm too old, and
It got really old. The last one that we really had was that, I guess, the MJ Daniels one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was there another one that... But it's like every year, you know, Ole Miss or someone picked off a Mississippi State recruit on signing day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just... It was gut-wrenching every single year, and you're sitting there waiting, you know, who's it going to be? The last few years, they've been able to kind of seal that up. I think like the last 3 years or so now, they've been able to make sure that that hasn't happened. So that's nice. Sign everybody you're supposed to.
I think that Ole Miss tried with Nariel White this year.
They tried to get State.
I think they put a hook in the water and State didn't want to take it.
Yeah, I was never buying that.
I wasn't either. But it just feels like they were trying to get State to... Like, I think if State had reached out and been like, are you interested, he would have committed and then flipped today.
Yeah.
I think that's what would have happened.
I would have just said, if I was Mississippi State, I would have just said, we will send you papers on signing day.
Mm-hmm.
If you send them back, you're with us. If you don't, then okay.
Yeah.
Don't commit to us
that's
publicly.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah, like just... you'll have papers. Because they do send papers to guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They'll send papers to guys that they don't even know if they'll...
I would have sent them to Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola.
Maybe he'll accidentally sign that one.
It says State. Oh, it's not Ohio State.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's signed. I'd have a lawyer standing right there. Nope. That's signed.
Sorry.
So, and then I would have Brian Johnson show up. But it's signed. Yeah. I wanted to see what you
We're
did.
Going to Two Brothers.
Anyway,
to me, we'll just have Angus come in there and his schoolboy out
with the guitar. Yeah. So when you look at this class, the guy that stands out is the guy we mentioned at the top of the show, is J.J. Harrell. We talked about this. You and I were convinced when he committed that, like, this is going to be a long, bumpy ride with this kid. Like, I won't be surprised to see him decommit a couple of times. You know, that Ole Miss will be prominently involved with him. And instead, not only was there zero drama, he became the ringleader of this class. He became the guy who was pulling everybody together when Arnett was fired. He was the guy who kind of held the rope, and he was the guy who's helped bring in some guys into this class. And then you get on top of all that. I mean, it's great to have a guy like that in the class, you know, who's doing stuff behind the scenes. He's a really good football player. He's a guy who has a chance to play a lot in year one, I think, with this offense.
No doubt. I mean, whenever he committed, and he and Stonka committed on the same day,
mm-hmm.
my first thought was, this is going to be something that's going to be a battle all the way to sign it day. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss, Tennessee, whoever. Mm-hmm. It just felt like he was going to be kind of a drama guy, because on social media he was like that. He was tweeting one team this week and one team this week. He was committed to Tennessee after a lot of people thought that Mississippi State had a shot with him early. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he committed to State, and that guy never wavered. I mean, ever. Never tweeted out a thinking emoji or anything like that.
Never took the MSU stuff off his Instagram, anything like that.
Even when Stonka got out, he tweeted a home emoji with a picture of himself at the baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy that kind of held things together when there was some turmoil there. And I give Chad Bumpus a lot of that credit. I think Chad Bumpus, the relationship that he built with JJ, I talked to a couple of JJ's coaches, and they didn't like how some of the other coaches that were on him recruited him, mm-hmm. how they treated him. Some of them were really upset when he would go visit Mississippi State or other places, and he didn't like that. Mm-hmm. That he didn't feel comfortable with that. And, you know, Chad was a guy that told him, hey, you want to take some visits? Take some visits. You know this is home. You know we love you here. You always got a spot with us, but, you know, go enjoy the process. And that meant something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, he remembered all that.
Yeah.
And I think that he did a great job pulling in the guys that he did a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if he's able to. I mean, it looks like he's going to have to continue to recruit Stonka and Daniel Hill. I don't really know for certain what's going on there, but
mm-hmm.
We're going to have to wait until first week of January to see. But mm-hmm. he has been a huge part of this recruiting class. I think it's important to have those guys in your class, because those are the guys that are staying in constant contact with the players. They relate the most to the players because they're the same age. They both play football. They both have common goals. So you need guys like that in your class. You need a bunch of them. State had Chris Parson a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
and J.J. Harrell was the guy this year.
Yeah. We talked about Bumpus. I mean, he got Harrell. He's got Mario Craver. He's got Sinfrisco McGee. We feel like he's going to get Stonka Burnside. We'll see how that turns out. That's as good a class as State's ever gotten from a receiver position. You know, you think back, the best one they ever had a few years back was when they had Stephen Guidry, Devontae Jason,
ooh.
And Malik Heath, who ended up coming a couple years later because he had to go to JUCO. That was a rough class in retrospect. But at the time, you're like, I'll never forget, like, and this is how signing day goes. Two SEC schools that year signed a bunch of freshman receivers. Mississippi State signed those three guys. Guidry, I guess, was a JUCO guy. And you were like, okay, that really changes the face of Mississippi State. They're going to be a much more passing-friendly team. Obviously, that didn't happen. The other one was Alabama, when they signed Judy Ruggs and Devontae Smith. Worked out pretty. Their fourth guy was Tyrell Shavers.
Right.
Who, you know, we all know what happened there. I mean, it's kind of funny how that, you know, it's not really funny, but it's you see how it works out sometimes. After JJ, to me, the guy that you know that moves the needle the most is Michael Van Buren. Mm-hmm. I'm still fascinated by how quickly things came together for him. He is clearly a guy who liked Jeff Lebby and had a good relationship with him, but I guess at the end of the day, he just did not want to go to Oklahoma because it was pretty quick from the time Lebby gets the job to Van Buren. The timeline is Lebby gets the job, Van Buren decommits from Oregon, Van Buren visits, Van Buren is committed. That took like 10 days.
Yeah.
So it's clear that he wanted to play in the Jeff Lebby offense. You got to have a quarterback in every class. If you're going to get one, you might as well get a 4-star, I guess.
Yeah. And Lebby loves this kid. He mm-hmm. he called him the a guy that he felt like could be the face of the program in a few years. This is their quarterback of the future, it seems. Mm-hmm. And we'll see where Chris Parson kind of fits into the mix. I still think he's got a shot to play in this offense as well. But he loves this kid, and you can tell that was his guy. I mean, immediately he was hired. Maybe a day or two later, this kid gets an offer and sets up a visit immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship there was huge. It's very similar to Joe Moorhead offering Garrett Schrader when he mm-hmm. first got the job. That he identified him immediately.
Right.
And Schrader would have been Mississippi State's quarterback for 4 years.
Right.
Had Joe Moorhead worked out. That's honestly the hope here.
If Mississippi State had hired literally anyone other than Mike Leach,
yeah,
Garrett Schrader might have been the quarterback for 4 years anyway.
And a successful one, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I thought he was really good for a true freshman doing what he did, yeah. And he did a good job at Syracuse too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, the goal for Lebby is probably this kid's going to be a kind of a quick learner. He's coming in the spring, and he's, a guy that competes for the starting job, not next year, but the next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he feels about this kid. He believes that this kid can do some dynamic things for Mississippi State in this offense. I think mm-hmm. he's a great fit. I compared him a lot skill-wise to Dylan Gabriel. Very similar stature, very similar pocket awareness. The difference, obviously, they throw different arms. But other than that, I mean, they're very similar in what I see in Dylan Gabriel's high school film. And in Michael Van Buren's, and Van Buren is more advanced than where Gabriel was as a high school senior, especially playing the talent that he did in Maryland when they were playing some national schools there. So I like this pickup. He was really high on him. He was really high on Blake Chapin too. You can tell Blake Chapin was his guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of us felt like they were going to shoot for higher stars there, and I feel like Dylan Gabriel was the number one. And when they realized that wasn't going to happen, it's become clear now Blake Chapin was Jeff Lebby's choice after Dylan Gabriel. And I continue that there's very few things that you can trust a first-time head coach on, but when he's been so good at developing quarterbacks, a quarterback is one of those things that I do trust Jeff Lebby on.
As you should, I think.
Yeah, I think he knows what he's looking for in a quarterback. He's coached enough offense over the years.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in an offensive family now for a long time, coached under Art Briles, coaching that offense. He knows exactly what it takes to make this offense tick.
I agree. Just real quick, Message Board Geniuses is living on Florida's message board.
Oh, man. Right
now. They are melting.
Napier's done. He was done.
He was done before the day started.
He was, but this is literally the only thing.
Read this last round here, if I can find one that makes me laugh.
But this is literally the only thing that was holding them, was holding him in place. Was this recruiting class?
I can't read that one. And they're all about the same.
When I see those things,
mm-hmm.
sorry, I'm eating a pickle. I know you love pickles. Peppers gave
bring
me
a pickle into my office.
2.5 pickles. I mean, incredible.
It's a Christmas miracle. You've heard of the Christmas pickle. That's a thing, right?
Christmas pickle?
Yeah, you're like supposed to hide a pickle, and whoever finds it gets to open their gifts first or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a tradition in some houses.
But the message board genius says that, like, those posts, that it always brings it back, like, on Gene's page, like people will say, like this is the worst board on the internet. I can't believe we allow this stuff on.
Go you guys, look at another board. Yeah.
Our board is like the First Baptist Church discussion board.
It's like baby food.
It's not even close.
Yeah. in a class that, you know, we've been talking about, it's kind of lacking defensive impact players. The one guy is Terrence Hibler. He's the guy who kind of got State's recruiting started this summer with his commitment on the day of the Top Dog camp back in June. You know, took some other visits, was heavily pursued by Texas. Alabama was interested, but stayed the course, and he is State's highest-rated defensive signee. He's a guy that, you know, high three-star, but I think everybody would agree he's really underrated.
Hibler?
Hibler, yeah.
I don't understand the ranking on him. I just don't. He's got the production. I think he's got good size. And to me, the biggest thing, and you know, I've had arguments with this before, like I think you take into account a person's film, you take into account their size and their projectability and things like that, but shouldn't a big part of the process be whether or not Nick Saban wants a kid or not? Like, I feel like we have to give him some kind of credence on that. I'm not saying that needs to be your overall viewpoint on it,
mm-hmm.
but if Nick Saban is going after a defensive lineman, which he did with Terrence Hibler for months, then I feel pretty good about that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the kid from Canada that just committed. He was like a relative unknown. Nick Saban was after him, and now he's all of a sudden he's a four-star.
He committed to Alabama?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if Terrence Hibler commits to Alabama today and signs to Alabama rather than Mississippi State.
Well, that's what happened with Jay Lindsey, right?
He's probably a mid-tier four-star, you know? I mean, yeah, what is Jay Lindsey now? I got
to
know.
Jay Lindsey, when he committed to State, was an 85. He's only up at 86. He didn't go up much. Okay, well, never mind. Guess we're wrong about everything we just said.
Well, and I'm just kidding. You know, he's kind of a work in progress. I mean, he's got potential, but he's got to bulk up a little bit, and it's going to take him a few years, I think.
The guy in this class who could make the most immediate impact is the running back out of Kapiah Lincoln, out of Colin, is Johnny Daniels. State. I mean, you look at State's running back room right now. You know, Pittman, we don't know what we're going to get with Seth Davis. We assume he's going to be out for quite a bit. So you have Jeff Pittman. You have Kevon Lee. And that's pretty much it, right?
Seth Davis.
I mean, Davis is hurt. Lee, you know, so Pittman and Marks.
Three.
Yeah.
Three
I
guys.
Mean, and with Davis, though, we don't know what you've got for next season because of the injury. And so Daniels has a great chance to come in and be an immediate impact guy. It's kind of the reason I think Daniel Hill, if he ends up at Mississippi State, could be an immediate impact guy as well. Daniels is going to be one of those typical Mississippi State signees if he pans out, because not a lot of other offers, but, I mean, he is rated as the number one running back in the country as far as JUCO running backs go. You think he has a real chance to be the first running back next year?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they are super high on him, and that was a Lebby guy. I mean, State was after him before he got here, and I think Rod and those guys had stayed on him, but almost immediately, you know, Lebby like signed off on him, and he even mentioned him today in the press conference. I think that's going to be their guy. At least it feels that way, and he was, I think, the number one running back in JUCO, which, you know, JUCO has definitely been watered down a little bit. I don't think it's a place where you need to live. I think that it's a place where you can pick pieces here and there, because there's still some really good junior college players. But I don't think you need to go in junior college and get, you know, eight guys. You know, I think that's too many. But this is a guy, I think, that can help Mississippi State tremendously next year. And if you do get a Daniel Hill, and say you get a Dante Dowdle, you get both of those guys, it helps you kind of bridge the gap between Hill and Dowdle, kind of paired with Seth Davis, of being the next kind of trio there.
Is five JUCO guys too many? I'm asking for a friend.
Mississippi State has five?
Yes.
I think that's...
It's treading that's on okay. the line.
It's okay. But, I mean, what, needs to be the right guys.
What concerns me, it's three from the same team.
It's the same team, and, you know, the defense gave up a ton in the national championship.
They did. And, I mean, that's just one game. I'm willing to, you know...
Tyler Woodard, definitely okay with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was getting looks from SEC schools.
Mm-hmm.
Ashon Shepard is a little bit of a project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's
which
got
you hate
to
hear from a JUCO player.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Marcus Ross is kind of the same thing, too. And they got to – I just don't know yet.
Right.
But I definitely would I would spend scholarships in this era more on transfer portal guys than I would JUCO.
Yeah, I agree. Who's the guy in this class we haven't talked about yet that you like?
That we haven't talked about. I'm trying to think who we haven't really talked about that I'm.
I mean, just mean today. We haven't talked about today. Like this today, we've talked about JJ Van Buren.
I mean, I like Daniels Mario and Craver a lot. Okay. I think he has a chance to be an electric piece of this offense. A guy that has become a little more undervalued since the summer or so. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a hot name early on in the process. He was a 4-star. He's got tapered off a little bit in the recruiting realm, but he still had an incredibly productive year for Clay Chalkville. He led them to a state championship, had a huge state championship game, was kind of right there in the spotlight with the kid from Saraland, Ryan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this offense especially, you got a chance to do some stuff with him. And Lebby knows what to do. Xavier Gayton, we haven't talked about him much,
mm-hmm.
but he quietly had an incredible year mm-hmm. at Brookhaven, and I think got bumped up by that new service you've been talking about.
On three, yeah. Yeah. They made him a 4-star.
I forgot what the name was. He got bumped up this past week to mm-hmm. a 4-star. Right. So I'm really intrigued to see what they do with him because can play running back. I think they're going to play safety with him, but he's a guy that can do multiple things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Really athletic kid. That's a guy that not a lot of people are talking about. You know, that could that be another like diamond in the rough for Mississippi State? And I hate to use that,
mm-hmm.
but because and now especially that he's a 4-star, but nobody's been talking about this kid.
Yeah,
and he's got a chance to be pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go to the transfer portal. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. This weekend before Christmas, if you're firing up the grill, why not throw some steaks on the grill? You know, everybody's coming over. It's the holidays. Make their day with a steak, you know? Also, don't forget, steaks make great gifts. I'm just telling you. If you show up at my house, you're like, hey, steak. I got you a steak. Cook it some other time. I'm going to be happy. I'm gonna be your friend after that. So, check them out. Head over to your local grocery stores. I'm just picturing like a gift wrap steak. Like, you need to put that in the fridge immediately.
Yeah. It's just sitting in there like spoiled. Like,
yeah. It's like,
yeah, I had it shipped over from California.
No, I bought it 3 days ago. It's just been sitting under the tree. You know?
Oh. I was wondering why all the cats kept hovering around the tree over there.
I thought there was something dead in the tree. It's under the tree.
What's that smell?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then Brian Johnson shows up and he's like, I got you a steak! Yeah! That's going to become a great running joke
for
the remainder of our lives. Beef, it's what's for dinner. I need to do a Brian Johnson say that one day. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council.
When we finally decide to do our own gear, mm-hmm. which I've been pushing for years.
I know. And
people have been asking.
I know.
We're going to get, you know, me and you are going to have like silhouettes or our face or something on our shirt with like the hat,
uh-huh.
his like Brian Johnson's hat.
I'm with you so far. All right, what I want to do is me with the hat and like the tank top that he's always wearing. Yep. I want you in the schoolboy.
I'll be Angus.
You'll be Angus.
I'll be Angus.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
and then at the bottom like the pork rind nachos.
Yeah. instead
Dirty Deeds.
No, we do the Thunder and Lightning logo, but it looks like the AC/DC logo, so it's just the T lightning bolt,
yes.
L, and then yeah, just pork rind nachos underneath. See, these are great ideas.
We've
got to get this merch store going.
We got to.
Speaking of pork rind nachos, Two Brothers Smoked Meat, that's the place to go get those. We just need to get some pork rind nachos. We just need to have them.
I mean, if you woke up every day and told me that, I would say I agree.
And I'm just going to, I've said this before on the show, but just a little pro tip for you here. When you go to get the pork rind nachos, just tell them you want bacon on the pork rind nachos. Just tell them you want bacon. They'll put bacon on there for you. And it's not just strips of bacon. It's like chunks of bacon. So you're getting pulled pork and chunko bacon. I mean, What do I? If I need to say something else, well, then maybe we don't need to be friends. Maybe you don't need to be listening at that point. If you don't like bacon, maybe you shouldn't be listening. Ever think about that?
I just ate a bacon sandwich.
You did. You had a bacon and lettuce and tomato sandwich. You know, pork bellies make bacon that you might find in a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Anyway, Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Bulldog Initiative, supporting business. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. That means that you know that they take care of their customers. So give them a call if you need new technology for your business. If you need a new printer, a new copier, anything like that, they'll get you taken care of. And then you know that the service is going to be there after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue, they have what you're looking for. They have the new polo, the new pullover you want to pick up. Again, probably a little late to be shipped, but why don't you head to the Rogue in Jackson and take a look at what they've got on the shelves there. Incredible selection of great-looking polos with the logos that you guys want. You don't want to have a giant banner rim, you know, accentuating how wide around you are. Look, I'm with you on that. Then, you know, go get you a nice, simple, stylish polo from The Rogue. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at The Rogue. Evidently, we have really upset the Ole Miss fans because they believe their coaches invented wearing NIL hoodies. I mean, people are tweeting to me. They're like, yeah, you've made them mad. And I'm like, I just tweeted a picture of Jeff Lebby.
And you're involved in this now?
I haven't gotten anything from the Rebel fans yet, but I don't.
Here's my thing with this. Okay, so one of these accounts tweets something about Mississippi State being little brother or something like that. If any of us respond, then we're fanboys.
We're crying. That
all we're doing is responding to make you look like a moron. That doesn't make us a fanboy, a homer, or whatever. You're the one with a grown man's picture as your profile picture. You're the one that has the school's rally cry as your Twitter handle. And you're calling someone else fanboys and homers just for giving you facts? Like, I'm just trying to figure out where this whole, like, Lane Kiffin created this, Ole Miss created that. Like, just because I'm just calling it out for the stupidity that it is doesn't mean that I'm in defense mode.
I'll make it very simple for you. You ready? Is it cool?
No.
Anything on this earth, is it cool?
There are some cool things, yeah.
Those are the things that Ole Miss invented.
Yes.
Now, are there things that are not cool?
Yes.
Ole Miss also invented those things. They invented everything. Yeah.
Well, there's some things that
in the beginning there was Ole Miss, and from there it's just been downhill.
There are some things they don't want to admit to.
Well, there are, but you know, there are things everybody's got things like that. All right, let's move over to the transfer portal here.
I just wanted to expose that stupidity for what it is.
It is.
There was nothing about that was taking a shot or. I'm just like, you're sitting here telling me that Lane Kiffin was the first person ever to wear a shirt or a sweatshirt that's got a collective on it.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. And outside of Mississippi, there are a lot of people that do that. Mississippi State did that with Zach Arnett. They've been doing that with Zach Selman.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a Jeff Lebby thing. Jeff Lebby didn't just start like bringing that from Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
That this is something Mississippi State's been doing for over a year now. So
they've just
anyways
they have gotten it all. So
some of you people just ruin everything.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's not just Ole Miss fans. There's some Mississippi State people out there that ruin things too. The Will Actually bunch.
Yeah, I agree.
I love you anyways.
Yeah. What am I doing here? Transfer portal. Yeah. Look at you. You're a listener. I love what State did in the on the offensive line here. Pounders, Minor, and Martinez. I got a kick. I will. I got a kick out of State's tweet. Marlon Martinez anchored the LSU offensive line. The guy never started. He's a back key reserve for them. But anchored. Anchored is a strong word.
Well, didn't they have good special teams? Maybe he did that.
Yeah. But those are three quality guys there. Cameron Ball, a four-star on 24/7.
Yeah, we are evidently very big on him.
I mean, he's a big kid, 6'6", 235. He and his brother. So State got a pair of balls, huh? Oh. A couple of big balls. You know, we wrote a song called Big Balls. I feel like it's getting worse.
I've got big balls.
We've got the biggest balls of them all. Yeah. Anyway. And then there's Blake Shapen, who you could tell from his answer when asked about him that indeed Jeff Lebby's very high on him. That's QB1, unless something unusual happens over the next month or so.
Yeah, no doubt. That's definitely the guy. I don't get the impression that they're just completely shutting down their quarterback situation and not going after another guy. I kind of feel like they do need to go after another guy. Don't mm-hmm. you? I mean, the backup to Shapen is Mike Wright and Chris Parson. Mm-hmm. You're basically putting yourself in the same position you were this past year if that's what you're going to do. Because, Michael Van Buren, while super talented and a guy that I think can run this offense, it's the same thing with Chris Parson. I mean, that first year is like a culture shock, mm-hmm. and it's tough to get around that. So I don't want to put that in his hands. So you kind of need a guy that's been with a college program for a couple years maybe that can come in here and compete with Blake Shapen, even if that mm-hmm. is your guy.
Right.
But, yeah, you could tell he talked about he saw him play mm-hmm. when he was at Oklahoma.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, I guess he saw him play at Ole Miss, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he didn't play in that game.
He didn't? He was hurt. He was hurt. That's right.
So,
But he did probably see him on film.
Yeah.
But he did see him at Oklahoma. He knows about him. He knows kind of what he's capable of. And he said that's a guy that kind of fit what we were doing, what we want to do. He's our guy. So, you know me, like I've always been, since he committed, I haven't been down on him. I think he's capable of being a really good player. I'm not against the take at all. I thought the State should reach for higher guys, but mm-hmm. I just don't. When you look at it and you really break it down, I just don't know how realistic that was.
Right. And if you're going to have a quarterback that you're not, completely sold on being a world beater, better be good up front to protect him. And with these three guys coming in, it looks like they've put a pretty good, wall in front of him with what you're returning. He should be in pretty good shape on the offensive line. The transfer portal continues, though, for Mississippi State, and Lebby addressed that today. They're going to be hard after cornerbacks, edge rushers. They know what they need in the secondary. They're waiting on the second wave of the transfer portal when all the bowl games get wrapped up and you start seeing players from places like Alabama, Ohio State, although Ohio State has a couple in there right now, Texas, Washington, places like that. When those kids start hitting the portal, that's when you'll start bringing those kids in for visits. And State will probably, I would imagine, will add another five or six guys all on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know how much more they would need to add offensively unless there was just a no-brainer running back or receiver to come in. And we haven't talked about Kelly Akari. I figured out how to pronounce his name.
You mean how I pronounced it last time?
You were correct.
I was wrong?
No, you were correct the whole time.
Woody Marks transferring to USC.
Southern Cal?
Yes.
Weird that fit. Is more surprising than Will Rogers going to Washington. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I know he visited there after the Washington visit, and I guess he just kind of wanted a new start. I mean,
but I'm surprised it's USC.
Like, yeah.
Okay, well, good for him. Good for Woody. Go out there and enjoy yourself. Hope you got a good NIL deal and take it from there. Kelly Akari averaged 21 yards per reception last year. If your motto is going to be score from far, that seems like a good piece to have there.
You needed one of those players.
Yeah.
You needed a guy that could stretch the field. And two, he can take a screen pass and, you know, turn a 2-yard pass or pass behind the line of scrimmage and make it a 20-yard pass. Mm. So, you know, obviously the numbers could diminish, but they could grow. We don't know. I mean, he could be Elijah Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a really good fit, I think, for him in this offense. Mm-hmm. And they needed a difference maker at wide receiver, and I feel like they got it. Yeah. It'd be nice to get one more.
Well, let's talk about that, because there's, like I said, there's two players left on the old block for Mississippi State, and one of them is a wide receiver in Stonka Burnside. That's a kid you've covered his whole high school career over at Starkville High School. You know what kind of player he is. At the end of the day, do you expect him at Mississippi State when this is all said and done?
As we record, I still feel good about it. It's not, from everything I've heard, it's not a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
When we had left the press conference, I checked with a few sources. Nobody had confirmed that anything had been signed anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I still feel good about it. But until that paper is signed, Brian, I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm feeling great.
Nothing's done until it's done in recruiting.
Right. I've seen too many battles between State and Ole Miss over the years. I like where State is. I like the position that they're in. I like the fact that they have J.J. Harrell on board. They have Chad Bumpus. You know, I think that Mississippi State has Mom on their side for sure. And I'm pretty sure they got Dad on their side too. So, you know, I don't feel bad about it. But I don't feel amazing about it either, like locked in.
Right.
So that's something that it'll definitely have to, you know, it's going to transpire over the next couple of weeks. I think pretty soon, if he hasn't signed, or if he doesn't plan on, or if he signs and he doesn't plan on prolonging it, mm-hmm. and waiting until January or something,
mm-hmm.
then, or February, I guess, is when he'd have to do it, then I think we will start to kind of figure out,
yeah, I agree,
where he's headed.
I agree with you. And then there's Daniel Hill, who the rumor mill today is chopping around that he's going to wait till February, which means, in my opinion, you probably could just take him off the list. He is obviously trying to wait out of Alabama.
Well, and I don't know if you take it off the list.
Every year there's a guy that you feel good about, but it feels like he is just waiting on any other offer.
Yes. And, well, you know, States had that with, you know, Bookie Watson did that.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did that?
Well, I was thinking in terms of guys they lost, and, you know, Jerome, yeah. Carvin and
of course,
Adrian Cooper.
Of course, there's been those guys.
Yeah.
But it's just too early for me to know for sure. But I think what you say is temper your expectations,
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Yeah.
You go from feeling really good about him to, if he comes here, great. If not, you know, we need to go get somebody else.
Yeah, I agree.
And if that's the case, if you can't get Daniel Hill,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like you have to get Dante Dowdle at,
right.
that point.
Right.
It would be cool to get both of them. I don't know if State wants to get both of them for their either or what, but you need to get one of those two, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're all that dissimilar. They're both big-bodied running backs that can really get downhill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dante Dowdle was ranked higher than Daniel Hill coming out of high school.
Yes.
And I think I've said from the beginning, I think Daniel Hill is a better linebacker prospect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
Lebby is going to put his top athletes on offense. There's just no question.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. So we'll have to keep monitoring those as the days go by, including the transfer portal, and new faces will be showing up there in the coming weeks. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk a little basketball, Mississippi State versus Rutgers. Will Tolu Smith be back? That's what I want to talk about on tomorrow's show. Any other recruiting news that pops up between now and then and anything else, we'll talk about it. Guys, have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.